This is VOA News. The leader of international experts investigating the origins of COVID-19 in China says they saw no evidence of large outbreaks of the disease prior to its December 2019 discovery in the city of Wuhan. An expert in viral illnesses for the World Health Organization said Tuesday that the team's findings indicate COVID-19 probably originated in bats. The expert said the theory that the virus was leaked from a laboratory is extremely unlikely, and his team will not investigate it further. He said the most likely pathway for the virus was a crossover into humans from an intermediary species, which he said could have been very convoluted. He said it is possible that COVID-19 could have been transmitted through trade in frozen products. Arguments are underway in Washington in the historic second impeachment trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump, with lawmakers set to decide whether it is legal under the Constitution to try him after he has already left office. 9 Democratic lawmakers from the House of Representatives, acting as prosecutors against the former U.S. leader, are arguing at Trump's trial before the 100-member Senate that he should be held accountable for inciting the storming of the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. They say he urged hundreds of supporters to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that Democrat Joe Biden had defeated him, Mr. Trump, in last November's election. Trump's lawyers are expected to respond that the trial is unconstitutional because the Constitution says impeachment is a tool to remove sitting officials from office. Mr. Trump's term as president ended January 20th, but he was impeached by the House of Representatives while still in office, leaving the situation unclear. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Myanmar police cracked down on people protesting Myanmar's military coup in the capital of Naypyidaw Tuesday by firing warning shots, rubber bullets, and water cannons. At least 2 protesters were seriously injured with what are believed to be gunshot wounds. Demonstrators gathered in the streets of Myanmar's capital for a 4th consecutive day Tuesday, defying a set of restrictions imposed by the military junta aimed at stopping the massive protests against the overthrow of the elected civilian government. Tuesday's protest occurred just hours after the military announced an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew would be imposed in the cities of Yangon and Mandalay. The regime has also banned gatherings of more than 4 people across the country. Demonstrations were also staged in Yangon and Mandalay. News agencies say protesters were blasted with water cannon in all 3 cities, Yangon, Mandalay, and Naypyidaw, on Tuesday. The United Nations has voiced strong concern over the clampdown. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has retired 3 Supreme Court justices 2 days after announcing a foiled coup attempt. Haiti's opposition has insisted for months that President Moïse's term expired February 7, 2021, according to the Constitution, and that a transitional government should replace him. Their plan calls for a Supreme Court justice to serve as provisional president in accordance with the Constitution until elections can be held to choose a new president. Moïse says his term will expire February 2022. That's a date accepted by the United States, United Nations, and the Organization of American States. They've urged Moïse to organize elections as soon as technically feasible, followed by 2021 presidential elections. 4 Thai activists were denied bail Tuesday, and a court determined they should be held until their trial for crimes against the monarchy during student-led protests last year in the capital of Bangkok. Protesters charged them with lèse-majesté, or insulting the monarchy. It was the first time in 3 years anyone has been charged with that offense. The 4 defendants have pleaded not guilty to the charges and accused the prosecution of blocking their freedom of expression. The activists were part of a pro-democracy demonstration near the Grand Palace on September 19th of last year. They demanded the dissolution of the government, democratic reforms, and more accountability for the king. Rescuers are still working to find at least 35 Indian construction workers trapped in a tunnel 2 days after a hydroelectric dam they were building was swept away by a flood triggered after a collapsed glacier at Nanda Devi, India's 2nd highest peak. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.